hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
The Deuce. CJ in the studio with me, a.k.a. Cock Johnson.
The Douche.
You know, nobody came up to me and was asking about you, unfortunately.
Thank you. I'm very
Australia,
unpopular.
New Zealand. But I did go out of my way, too.
That does not surprise me.
No, I actually...
The slightest.
I told people about you, though. I did. You got brought up, as well as the rest of the Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad.
You're talking smack?
I did talk, because, you know, I went on this trip. It took a break from the show for an entire month as an alternative to subjecting myself to therapy. So I did talk about Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, and little emphasis on Vinny, because he might have, you know, might have pushed me a little too far in that regard. So, but I am here to report I'm back, and I'm better than ever. I just needed a break. What?
You're back.
Yeah, better than ever.
You are back.
Yeah. I'm mentally back
in
the game.
You're back and better than Ezra.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I shared a few stories about, you know, this is why I needed to take a break. You know, there's this guy named Vinny.
What'd you say about me?
Well, I mean, I kind of put you all in the same, you know, barrel.
Well, tell us to our face.
No, God, no, I can't do that.
Well, you brought it
then,
up.
Then you guys would need therapy, and I don't want to subject
you
to
that. No, I don't care. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, we'll save that for another day.
But if I haven't lost it by now, it ain't happening.
Well, okay. You lost it a long time ago. It's all about perspective, my friend.
Yes.
He was born that way.
Yeah. So, you know, Jerry takes his frustrations out on gay Bigfoot.
What are you doing
Barry
here?
And I don't know what Vinny does. Vinny is a bike rider. Yeah, I think that's where he... Isn't that how you decompress other than scuba diving, Vinny? Is you like to ride
bikes?
Yeah,
I've been... Every day I ride or 6 days a week, I ride my bike to the public pool, swim a half mile, and ride home.
Yeah, and
I
that,
just picture,
that regimen.
I picture Pee-wee Herman with the bell.
Do you have a bell on your bike? Do you have a bell?
Of course I do.
Yeah, of course you do. See?
I love
well, now
it.
You are, but what am I?
Because you know why?
Yeah.
People will walk right in front of you when you're riding the bike.
I like you, Dottie. Like.
Well, he's a rebel, Greg.
Yeah,
he's
but see that that dedication Vinny has to his regiment. Keeps him insane.
His what? His
you know,
regimen.
I was over 200 pounds a couple years ago. Now I'm 150.
See? Wait,
the other day I weighed 145.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing really good.
Did
right,
you say
and
200. You lost 200 pounds.
No, I was over 200 a couple years ago.
Right,
and now I'm down to 150.
Look
and sometimes
at him.
I'm down to 145.
I'll tell you what, a stiff wind will blow him away. Look
and,
at him. Look at him. He's skin and bones. And I think that's a compliment.
Well, I've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he did. He's good.
I
went from 38 pants to 31.
Yeah. But you know, that being that dedicated keeps him healthy. And, you know, and you know, some people need different activities, whether it's scuba diving or what, to keep them well, in Vinny's case, it might keep him insane. But for, you know, for others, you know, that's what you need to stay sane. You know what I mean? And it works for Vinny.
But keep going.
No, I mean, it works for you, right, Vinny?
What it does is it brings me back to when I was a 13-year-old boy riding my bike all over the place.
Yeah.
I'd leave in the morning and come home at night just because I had to be back at dinner, family dinner.
Right.
And so when I get on my bike, it just makes me feel like I'm 13 again,
yeah,
riding around. I got that freedom.
Find yourself riding your bike and look back and there's like hundreds of people behind you riding with you?
Well, not really. But
you know,
yeah,
kind of like Forrest Gump.
Well, I don't ride on the street. I ride on a bike trail. And
yeah, come on, Jerry. Don't make fun of this.
Wasn't that the jogging scene?
On the bike trail.
Might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, the jogging.
I think he was running across America, not on a bike.
Yeah, could have been. Could have been. But yeah, I actually, before I hopped over to Australia, I spent some time out there in California. Went to the Warner Brothers studio and saw where Pee-wee filmed his big adventure.
No, you mean you didn't spend time with Vinny while you was out there?
No, God, no. I said I was taking a break from all of you nut jobs.
But so you could have maintain seen your my bestest sanity. Buddy in the whole world.
I don't like going around L.A.
Vinny wanted nothing to do with me.
I don't see any. It's just too crowded, too many people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Which explains why he lives there.
Well, it just happened to be where I was born. That's all.
Oh, that's it. That's right.
I mean, I'd love to live in Fort Lauderdale.
Lauderdale.
Orlando. Yeah. Not Orlando, but Fort Lauderdale. I'd love to, you know, there's lots of other places.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
Nothing.
Actually, you know, I think Jerry's looking for a roommate. So you guys want to buddy up on land as well as underwater?
He doesn't live in Florida.
Yeah, but still. I mean, you know, Vinny is, he's always looking for ways to save money.
Vinny's not trying to freeze his ass.
I need somebody that will pay the
rent. Whoa, wait, hold. Is Vinny like, he just said, no way. What?
No,
you would
you
never
past,
consider,
once
wait.
Once you get past 35, you don't want to have roommates. You have to have a roommate in those past 35.
Don't look at it, Jerry the Diver Guy, as a roommate as much as a buddy on land. I mean, am I helping?
A snuggle buddy.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Hell no.
I know what it is.
No.
I don't want to put words in Vinny's mouth, but you just don't want to get between him and gay Bigfoot. Is that right, Vinny?
No, I was trying to help. I just don't like having, I had roommates when I was younger.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can be a real PIA. So.
PIA?
Pain in the.
Arse. Okay.
Okay. You could say arse. Okay. I didn't know that. Well, you.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
But basically, you are repulsed by Jerry the Diver Guy. So there's no way in hell
never said that.
You would ever spend any quality time with him if you didn't have to.
No, I never said that. I just said
you don't like his odor. His body odor.
No, I'm saying I like to be alone in my domicile.
With
I don't
Jerry.
Need to share.
Oh, golly. Casey the Tobacco Nuts here and just joined in on a very awkward moment. But I don't know. What do you think?
I'm a bit late.
You're a bit late? You have an excuse.
Are Jerry and him becoming roommates?
Well, we're trying to, but, Jerry doesn't. Or, I mean, Vinny doesn't want to get in between him and gay Bigfoot. Can you blame him?
No, that would be a tight
hard
proposition.
No.
Some lines are not to be crossed.
Yes,
Greg.
Understood. You know who's silent, Greg, on this whole thing? You know, Barry just sits back and listens.
What else can he do?
Well, I guess
I have learned. I have learned to
shut up, Barry.
He's self-editing himself.
He's learned.
God bless him.
If we could just get him to learn how to think before he rats.
You know, some of the stuff I post is to get you guys a little riled up. Do you ever think of that?
Yeah, you know what he said, Greg? He said that you gave him wood.
What?
Yeah.
He doesn't even read the post?
Yeah, no, I block you guys on...
I bought a piece of lumber the other day that came from New Zealand. So I took the sticker, took a picture of it, and posted it. That you bought me back a piece of wood. You bought me some wood.
I understand that.
All right, now Vinny at least got it, along with me. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.